Welcome to UK Perspectives. I'm Alan Lytle. By all accounts, the 2012 UK baseball season was one for the record books. It was the first time ever the program achieved a number one national ranking, tops overall for a three-week span in March, and it led the Southeastern Conference for 8 out of the 10 weekends during the regular season. UK coach Gary Henderson was named SEC Coach of the Year for 2012 after leading Kentucky to a school record 45 victories, including the best finishes in the SEC and NCAA tournaments. Gary Henderson, welcome to UK Perspectives.
Thanks, Alan. Glad to be here.
What was the secret to your success in 2012?
Well, Alan, I've been asked that specific question many times in the last 3-4 months, and when you have a good season, there's a lot of things that go into it. But the two things that consistently jump out at me as I talk to people about it and I kind of go back over it in my mind was the kids enjoyed each other. They liked each other. They really enjoyed playing the game. I think that part was huge for us, and we had an outstanding bullpen. I think we were 40-0 with the lead after the fourth or fifth, and when you have that type of production and that type of a feeling down there in the bullpen, it makes for a fun season.
Talk about the level of competition that you face day in and day out in the Southeastern Conference.
Well, one of the things that make the Southeastern Conference so great is how good the players are, how good the coaching is, and how good the environments are that we play in. And really all three of those things combine to make it just an absolutely great experience. It's one of the reasons why our teams continue to do so well in the postseason is after they've been through that 10 regular season and then the postseason weekend in Birmingham, you're so confident, you're so well trained, your game is at an absolute height that you feel like you can do anything and play against anybody in the college game. And I think one of the things that all the coaches and all the players in the league take a lot of pride in is just how competitive it is, and it's a fun experience for our kids.
You've been highly successful in player development. So, what's your secret in that category?
Well, in terms of being successful in player development, the number one indicator or ability or most important factor, however you want to phrase it, is recruiting good kids from good families.
And Lexington, you know, if you look at the map, is the northernmost city in the Southeastern Conference. In fact, some of the early games on the schedule get postponed because of horrendous weather conditions. So how do you keep convincing student-athletes to come to Kentucky?
Well, we haven't had a lot of games canceled. We have had some, but it's not a lot different than the other places in our conference. One of the things I ask the kids all the time is that, you know, we don't get going that much earlier than Major League Baseball. You know, and so when we're recruiting a kid from one of the northern states, I ask him very simply, would you like to play for the Red Sox? Would you like to play for the Cubs? Would you like to play for the Twins? Would you like to play for the Tigers? And, of course, those answers are consistently, you know what, I sure would. I'd love that. And I say, well, you know what, the season opens in the big leagues March 31st, April 1st. You know, and so what we're asking you to do is not drastically different than what you're going to hopefully do one day in the big leagues. And to be honest with you, the weather is an absolute minimum when it comes to the factors that determine where kids go to school.
You've been the head coach here for more than 5 years. You've actually been with UK more than a decade. And over that stretch, the football team has had quite a bit of success. The basketball team took home its 8th national title last year. So how would you characterize the level of fan support for the Kentucky baseball program?
Well, I think our fan support is good. At times, it's great. You know, in all honesty, when Coach Carroll's running that national title run and they got the Sweet 16 in the Final Four, we don't get quite as many people out to the ball game when he's playing the basketball. And, you know, if we're playing a basketball game the same time as we're playing a baseball game, we take a small hit. But as soon as that basketball deal's over and we have a good weekend and we're at home, we're playing somebody from the SEC, the fans come out and they come out in a big way. And so the Big Blue Nation will support you. There's no doubt about that. And all you got to do is look around at the other sports on campus, whether it's gymnastics, volleyball, women's basketball, our football team, basketball. The fans come out, and they come out in a big way, and we're very appreciative of our fans.
Let's talk a little bit about how the baseball team performed during the postseason.
Well, we played really close games. We played some tight games in Birmingham. You know, to be honest with you, I don't remember the exact score of the two games that we lost, but I know they were tight. we ran into a string late in the year last year of absolutely fantastic pitching against us, and we pitched well ourselves, and so we played some really tight games. Obviously, the game that most of our fans remember was the 22-inning game against Kent State, and you know, that was the nature. It was a one-run loss, and that was the nature of our postseason. The games that we lost, I believe, were all one runners, and we played well. We didn't play as good as we need to continue to advance, but it was a good first step for our kids, and we're very eager to get back at it.
Okay, so we closed the book on the 2012 season, 2013 just ahead. Give us some names to watch for the 2013 season.
Well, I think offensively, the names to watch obviously are Austin Cousineau and A.J. Reed. I think they've been, you know, coming off of freshman years and what they did this summer, and their accomplishments first time through the league are very noteworthy. Both freshman All-Americans, both left-handed hitters with the ability to be dominant hitters in our league. We've got some other kids coming back that are going to be very good offensively for us. I think Zach Zellers, I think JT Riddle coming back. I think Lucas Witt has got a chance to have a very positive impact. Matt Rader will be a junior for us and has really improved over the summer. I think also you got a chance for some guys that weren't on the field last year to come in and have an impact. And one of those guys would be Jeff Bohm.
Can you talk about some of the development of the players that have left UK and have gone on to the next level?
Well, you can do that for a long time, but the guys that that most of the public knows about are the guys that get a little bit of a time in the big leagues. And obviously, Colin Cowgill was up with the Oakland Athletics early in the year, and then had an injury and got moved back down to AAA, and has been knocking on the door getting up. And obviously, our program is very proud of Chris Russin, who tomorrow night will get his first start for the Chicago Cubs in Milwaukee. And so I'll be making my way up to watch that. And I'm very proud of Chris, very proud of Colin. We also have a lot of kids right now. I don't know the exact number, but we have a lot of kids doing well in the minor leagues, and we're always very eager to watch their progress.
Our guest today has been UK baseball coach Gary Henderson. Complete podcasts of this and previous programs are available at WUKY.org. Thank you very much, Coach Henderson.
Thanks, Alan. Appreciate being here.
For UK Perspectives, I'm Alan Lytle.